Let us cross straight to Minneapolis, where the trial of the former police officer accused of killing George Floyd has started. Footage of Derek Chauvin kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck last May led to racial justice demonstrations around the world and the Black Lives Matter protests. I must admit, Simon, I'm absolutely glued to it. What's the latest?
I have to say, it has been a quite extraordinary hour and 15 minutes since this trial began. Ian, let's get you straight to it. Eric Nelson, defense attorney, who has just claimed that as police officers tried to arrest George Floyd, Mr. Floyd put drugs into his mouth.
You will see surveillance videos near Squad 320 from a local business called The Dragon Walk that capture the actions and reactions of everyone present at that location, including evidence of further concealment of controlled substances. During the course of the investigation, two search warrants were executed on the Mercedes-Benz. The first on May 27th of 2020, the second several months later on December 9th of 2020. BCA agents located various pieces of evidence during both of these searches, including two pills that later analysis by the BCA revealed to be a mixture of methamphetamine and fentanyl. This is what's called a
steamer. So it's becoming clear as the defense attorney, Eric Nelson, continues with his opening statement that the defense is going to allege that drugs contributed to the death of George Floyd, not that Derek Chauvin, the former police officer charged with second-degree and third-degree murder, is culpable for Mr. Floyd's death. That is precisely the opposite of what the jury has heard over the last hour from prosecutors, who say there was no excuse for Officer Chauvin's behavior at the scene of what was an attempt to arrest George Floyd over charges that he may have used a counterfeit $20 bill. And as you will have heard earlier in the last 75 minutes or so, the prosecutors in the case have once again shown the jury, for the first time at this trial, but we of course have all seen it before, that just harrowing video of what George Floyd was going through as Officer Chauvin knelt on his neck on the streets of Minneapolis last May.
My stomach hurts. My neck hurts. Everything hurts. Ah, there's water or something. Please. Please. Ah, I can't breathe, officer.
It is very harrowing watching that video as you see George Floyd over a period of 9 minutes go from someone who is responding and pushing back against police efforts to arrest him to someone who is lying on the ground completely non-responsive. And you hear the remonstrations of onlookers and passers-by, several of whom prosecutors say will be called as witnesses at this trial.
You gonna just sit there with your knee on his neck, bro? You a real man for that, bro. He ain't handcuffed, bro.
You a real man, bro. I'm a person from Miami. The fact that you guys aren't checking his pulse and doing compressions if he needs that, you guys are on another level.
Oh my God, bro.
You guys are on another level, shouted that healthcare worker at police officers, and she and others in the crowd, prosecutors claimed today, then called the police on the police. They alerted the police to the fact that Officer Chauvin, they said, was killing George Floyd at the scene. Coming off the back of that video presentation in court, prosecutor Jerry Blackwell.
929. The three most important numbers in the case, 9 minutes and 29 seconds, is how long that went on. For half of that time, Mr. Floyd was unconscious, breathless, pulseless. And if I had to give this part of the evidence you're going to see a name, I would tell you that you can believe your eyes that it's a homicide, it's murder. You can believe your eyes.
You can believe your eyes. That is how the prosecutor broke the trial, the case down at the beginning of this trial. As you know, this is being televised. There are three cameras in the courtroom. None of them is pointed at members of the jury. The privacy of the 12 jurors and three alternates selected for this case is going to be kept absolutely paramount throughout the trial. So we have no way of knowing from watching the pulled video feed of precisely how jurors are reacting to all of this. We know this is a mixed race jury, one black woman, two multiracial women, three white men, three black men, and six white women, and a jury, seven of whose members are under the age of 40. They are likely to be in this courtroom for the next month as this trial ensues, with defense lawyers now on their feet and saying that you can't break this case down to just that 9-minute video that the prosecution showed. They say there were more than 400 witnesses interviewed as a result of the death of George Floyd. And as you heard earlier, Eric Nelson, the lead defense attorney, immediately raising questions about George Floyd's drug use, even though prosecutors said today that his addiction to opioids played no role in his killing and that his death did not arise from an opioid overdose. So I think we're seeing the battle lines in this trial already drawn. Certainly this is going to be being viewed, I think, by an enormous audience here in the United States, especially given the unrest that the killing of George Floyd provoked in Minneapolis and across the country and indeed around the world, very much reigniting the Black Lives Matter movement here as a political force. And we saw Benjamin Crump, an attorney for George Floyd's family, and of course the Reverend Al Sharpton, outside the courthouse earlier in the day. They all knelt in front of the cameras for that 8 minutes and 46 seconds that they say Officer Chauvin's knee was on George Floyd's neck, making it absolutely apparent in their comments that they believe that this is a referendum on the justice system in the United States and its ability to dispense justice for black Americans who are victims of police brutality. Very, very early days of this trial. We think it's going to go on for the best part of a month, but certainly the last hour and 20 minutes or so, as you were saying, Ian, has been absolutely gripping.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you very much indeed, Simon. That's Simon Marks, who's going to keep across that.